Tales of the Free Cities, Season 2, The Free Cities Draft. Episode 17, Last Days of Summer. The long summer was coming to an end at last, warm days finally retreating to be replaced with chill autumnal air. Flea knew it was one of the last days he would see a brilliant sun against a cloudless sky for some time, and had gone outside to watch day fade into night. Sitting on the old steps leading up to the academy entrance, his only companion was an old tabby he'd found sniffing around the ground some days ago. His fingers idly brushed the cat's soft fur as the sun slowly fell behind the tree line ahead, shadows steadily growing longer over the ground, black tendrils reaching for his boots. Of all the rookies, he was the very last to leave. Cammy had been before him and made a face at leaving him on his own. But in truth, it suited him just fine. Flea didn't mind being without other humans, and never had. He usually found another lost soul like his stripy feline friend soon enough. Besides, he liked quiet moments such as this. When he closed his eyes, all he could hear were the birds singing in the trees and the wind rustling the bushes nearby. He was of two minds to unpack his paper and chalk from his bag and draw something, but decided against it. After speaking with Honor and the other farmers, he'd realized the importance of what he was a part of, and he'd promised them he'd tackle it head on, no messing around. Having to hastily repack a bag in front of his new teammates definitely fell into that category. Pictures could wait. For now, he'd just enjoy the sunset and say a final farewell to the academy. The warmth was stolen away as a new shadow fell over him, blocking out the sun behind. Flea opened his eyes and immediately leapt to his feet, disturbing the cat sitting at his side. With a surprised snarl, the animal bolted back towards the academy, Flea's heart sinking as he watched it go. The Grand Brewer stood before him, arms crossed and flanked either side by tough-looking thugs.
"So you're the one?"
His voice was as gruff and hard as his expression. "Tackle it head-on."
I am Grand Brewer.
He surprised himself by finding the bravery to look Tapper in the eye.
"Some stones on this front. No much meat, though. I bet I could break his arms like twigs."
One of the thugs spoke, a weaselly-looking individual with fluff painting his chin and upper lip. His eyes sparkled with mischief.
"Shut it, paint pot!"
The other brewer, a taller man with a long moustache, cuffed his teammate on the back of the head. Pintpot glared, but did as he was told. Tapper scratched his chin thoughtfully.
"He has a point, though. You aren't much to look at, boy. Not for how we do things, anywho. What can you do in the pitch to make me leave one of my lads on the bench?"
Flea wasn't sure how to answer that. He opened his mouth, about to try and find words, when he saw the Grand Brewer's eyes flick over his shoulder and back up the steps. The tabby had returned and was slowly creeping towards them, hiding behind Flea's legs. A soft and bittersweet smile tugged at the edge of Tapper's lips. His expression turned to that of a man reliving a sad memory. A moment passed, as though he were mulling something over in his head, before he pushed two fingers into his mouth and whistled loudly. A large dog bounded into view almost immediately, its fur painted hues of gold and amber by the waning light. It ignored the brewers and came straight at Flea, almost bowling him over with its immense size and weight. Flea forgot himself immediately and set about brushing the creature's thick coat, laughing as it covered him in slobber from its wide jowls. He'd never seen such a beautiful animal, so strong and healthy. By the time he remembered himself and returned his eyes shamefully to the brewers, they were all smiling, even the one named Pintpot. For a moment, he worried they were laughing at him, until Tapper clasped his shoulder warmly.
"Welcome to the fold, lad. We'll soon see you one of us, I can tell."
The Free Cities Draft was written by Sherwin Matthews and is the sole property of Steamforge Games Limited. It is reproduced here with their kind permission and their continued support.